The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The situation involving health supplements is worsening. Japanese health officials have raided a factory that produces the supplements that have allegedly killed at least five people and hospitalized more than 100 others. BBC correspondent Michael Duncan.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalized with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mold may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticized for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
And this is SRN News.
Mike Gallagher sees blatant election interference.
The way the rules are written, Trump has to post a bond of $454 million. Well, now the chickens have come home to roost, and she may actually get to seize his plane. The plane, of course, is how he's campaigning all over America. If you don't see that as election interference, you must not have a heartbeat.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Travel on the Patriot's Alaska Cruise, happening June 29th through July 6th. You get to travel with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Gallagher. All you have to do to book this unforgettable trip today is visit our website, am1280thepatriot.com, and click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Your weekend forecast, tonight's low around 31 degrees, mostly cloudy skies throughout the overnight, and into Sunday for your Easter Sunday, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies, high of 47 degrees tomorrow.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the Wind Beneath the Right Wing, the show that says... Send us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. From coast to coast and indeed worldwide via the miracle of the internet, we are here. AM 1280 in the metro of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. FM 107.5 in the West Metro, for those of you who live in the West Metro and like your talk radio in crystal clear sound. Or am1280thepatriot.com worldwide via the live stream or at the podcast site, am1280thepatriot.com/podcasts. And anywhere you are via your favorite streaming app, especially our favorite streaming app, the AM 1280 The Patriot streaming app, the one we own, our joint, if you will. Any way you can, join us by any means necessary, including via the live stream, the live video stream on Facebook or the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where, by the way, Gary from War Road is currently watching. Great to have you here, Gary, as always. Great to have everyone here who watches via or listens or joins us via any means necessary. This is the time for us to do this. The theme of this hour is word salad, and really it's word salad in the service of signaling virtue to the uninformed, the people that I referred to in Berg's 24th Law, the people who just aren't that well informed. They may be well educated in the sense they've had a lot of schooling, but it didn't teach them how to think. It didn't teach them how to reason. Didn't teach them critical thought. And the officials of our state government have been doing their darndest to make that silly, illogical, abusive connection with people this past week. One of my favorites, Kick Toys, Attorney General Ellison, came out this past week, I believe it was on Thursday, saying, and I quote, "One simple modification can turn Glock pistols into illegal machine guns that can shoot up to 1,200 rounds a minute. If Glock has known about this problem and failed to address it, they may have broken the law. That's why I sent them a letter telling them to preserve evidence." And this is his way of trying to signal virtue, since he's completely, what am I trying to say here, wet the bed on dealing with straw purchasers. And, by the way, his party continues to power wet the bed, shall we say. I know there's another term, I just can't say it on a Salem station. But you know what I'm saying. I think you do. In this case, what the Attorney General, our learned Attorney General, is doing is essentially saying, because a Glock can be, not easily, mind you, rather painstakingly modified by a part that is produced, well, for starters, it's a federal felony to own the part. You own the part, the little assembly that you can insert into the firing control mechanism of a Glock pistol, is a federal felony to own. It's produced, for the most part, by the cartels in Mexico and Point South. Smuggled into the country, for the most part, by the cartels and sold to gangbangers who don't really care if they're equipping themselves with a federal felony along with a fully automatic weapon, which, by the way, I got into a little tussle with this with a former DFL communications goon yesterday who said, actually, 1,200 rounds a minute is how fast it fires. I was like, well, yeah, that means it fires 20 shots in a second. A Glock holds 18 rounds, 17 or 18 rounds, maybe less, depending on the model of Glock. You have 21 if you get an extended magazine. Point being, you basically dump the whole magazine in one pull of the trigger, and there's not a human alive this side of Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime who can control that. This thing is going to climb like somebody going up a rock wall. I've tried to fire much heavier firearms with much lower rates of fire, and they're going to climb on you. A pound and a half pistol firing 20 shots a second, this thing is going to be aiming at the moon by the time you get halfway through the magazine. That's why, for all of the sound and fury, literally, that you hear on some of the ShotSpotter audio from around North Minneapolis of people firing these things, you find relatively few people actually being hit by them. Because they can't be controlled. It's all about the looks, all about the sound, and all about the very legitimate fright effect. I mean, they're useless as firearms. You basically ruin your Glock by doing this. And you're not going to hit anything at a range farther than, I don't know, the backseat of a car or inside a phone booth. Phone booth. Kids, ask your parents. So, let's run down the list here. Federal felony makes your firearm useless. And nobody in state. Oh, and by the way, since it's primarily, not exclusively, but primarily produced by the cartels and smuggled to the country by the cartels, by the way, it is in fact going to be that the traffic in these parts is going to be furthered, going to be promoted by the fact that Attorney General Ellison's party is trying to make Minnesota a sanctuary state and promote the open borders that facilitates the smuggling of such things along with fentanyl and terrorists across the border. So, this particular bit of virtue signaling is given a resounding F minus. And by the way, it's always cool, by the way, for the young DFL staffer who tried to, or former DFL staffer who tried to engage, he's now part of the nonprofit industrial complex, who tried to engage on this. Nice try, but you're going to have to actually learn some, I don't know, facts? At any rate. So, speaking of other virtue signaling, trying to signal one's virtue for the crowd, for the cheap seats, for the typical DFL voter who, again, may mean well, but they just don't think that hard about things. And sometimes I think the more education they have, the less thinking they do, was our lieutenant governor. Let's be honest, our co-governor, Peggy Flanagan, who came out in that just wonderfully winsome DFL way taking something that should be completely divorced from politics and turning it into an excuse for political virtue signaling. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan came out on Twitter a week before last, actually, saying, quote, "I filled out my brackets based on whether those schools are located in a state that protects access to abortion care. By this measurement, it's only fair that Minnesota didn't make the tournament because they haven't been a favorite for the title." What? I've read that a few times now. It still makes no sense. Minnesota didn't make the tournament, although they'd be a favorite because, of course, they have made abortion a sanctified ceremony in the civic religion of the DFL. I'm not sure if that meant what she meant or if her style of writing is as obtuse as her style of rhetoric. Anyway, she filled out her entire bracket based entirely on the home state's laws on abortion. Now, it should go without saying that as of today, now that we're down to the Elite Eight, the eight semifinalists will be heading into the Final Four, the only one of her choices to make it to the Elite Eight is UConn. And that was not exactly a stretch. They were the number one seed. And yes, UConn is a fetus mill state, absolutely. But all of her other choices have washed out. Now, it's worth pointing out that, and by the way, some of her other choices, like San Diego State, well, that's California, which is another abortion mill state. But many of the other states have surprised us. And I think it's also worth noting that while one out of eight of the governor's abortion-centric picks have made it to the Elite Eight, a majority are from states that have either liberal concealed carry laws or constitutional carry. About half of them right now are constitutional carry, and the rest have considerably more liberal carry permit laws than Illinois or Connecticut. So I think that might have to be my ritual next year when we get down to March Madness, to actually do a bracket for the first time in my life. And like the governor, Lieutenant Governor, well, tomato, tomato, fill out my bracket entirely based on some political criterion that is, well, lots of fun for me and perhaps nobody else. Certainly no worse than the lieutenant governor / co-governor's choice here. Anyway, her bracket is getting shredded, and it's just a glorious thing to see. So, by the way, I wasn't even looking at the current bracket, but yeah, she's one out of eight, and the abortion mill states have fared rather badly in her bracket here right now. And shucks, hard to believe. Speaking of which, now, speaking of the A word, abortion, now, here at this station and this broadcast, we support pregnancy resource centers or crisis pregnancy centers. These are organizations, and we've interviewed a number of them on the air, representatives from, say, the Robbinsdale Women's Clinic. They're big supporters of the station. We are, in turn, big supporters of them and other facilities like them, places where young mothers who are, you know, mothers-to-be, young pregnant women, and couples for that matter, who are wondering about their options and clearly feeling they're out of their depth when it comes to going out and having a baby, are socialized to other options to what to do with the child that is their upcoming responsibility potentially and is currently on the way, biologically speaking. They do literally and figuratively the Lord's work in convincing young women and couples to choose other options than abortion, to have the child, try to raise it, to see that fetus as what it is, a human, and to choose other, at the very least, choose adoption, to carry the baby to term and to give the baby up for adoption to a couple who, as we are told, the wave of people who are desperately looking for adoptions out there. And this is something that the abortion industry, let's call it the infanticide cult, cannot tolerate. There is nothing that they hate worse than somebody stepping into their turf. I mean, the DFL and its nonprofit industrial complex is very reminiscent of, I don't know, a drug gang or the mafia. They do not tolerate competition on their turf. And we saw one of the, let's just say, capos di tutti capi of the DFL speaking out on this issue with all of the subtlety of Tony Soprano defending some of his garbage turf. In this case, moral garbage turf. More on that when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go into it. Be right back.
Typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger? Something that matters and that you can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Chris Urich from Glencoe, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy. And it takes time, but we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number, 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you, and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, as I have, SalemNewsChannel.com is a news channel that loves America, isn't afraid to admit it. You can watch your favorite hosts like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Brandon Tatum, Sebastian Gorka on the channel that believes freedom of speech and religion are 100% part of what we need to do. Bada bang. We put truth ahead of agenda. We will not be bullied by big tech. The antidote to the mainstream media is at SNC.TV, that's Salem News Channel, 651-289-4488. Or you can join us on hashtag NARN Show, that's N-A-R-N Show, at Twitter, Gab, MeWe, Parler, and Getter. Not Parler. Parler, I don't think is, they're still pining for the fjords. Anyway, social media, we are available at the hashtag NARN Show, N-A-R-N Show. Just join us there if you'd rather write than talk. Although, again, the phone lines are always open, 651-289-4488. Standing order to G Money is, if you disagree with me, you get on the air first. At any rate, so we kicked off the show with a reference to Berg's Seventh Law, which again says, quote, "When a progressive issues a group defamation or assault on conservatives' ethics, character, humanity, or respect for liberty or the truth, they are, at best, projecting, and at worst, drawing attention away from their own misdeeds." This is, by the way, the big kahuna of all the Berg's laws. It's the one that, at face value, explains all progressive behavior. It's not so much a strategy, it is a nationwide inability to engage in dissent from their narrative with anything but projection and gaslighting. So, one of the things that you hear from Democrats, in fact, you've been hearing it fairly regularly, is that that if you vote for a Republican, you're voting for an end to democracy, or you're voting for fascism. And in fact, as Glenn Reynolds, the great professor, is wont to say, they told me if I voted for Republicans, we'd have fascists who hate democracy in power, and they were right. And of course, since Berg's Seventh Law is in full effect, the people who are destroying democracy, in fact, who bear the strongest resemblance to the fascists of lore, are the people on the left. Now, by the way, the word fascism has taken a real rhetorical beating lately. Not that it doesn't deserve the beating, but it really means nothing anymore. It's one of those terms that has come to mean whatever the person who says it wants it to mean. And generally, especially in coming from the mouth of anyone under the age of, I don't know, 45-ish, maybe 50-ish, means someone who says, does, and believes things that make me sad. And it's been that way for quite some time now. The word fascism has almost no objective meaning to an entire generation of people, maybe two in this country. It was a political party founded by Benito Mussolini in Italy that believed in, that essentially was considered a party of the far right, even though they ran a planned economy and did all the things that the left likes, just doesn't do it with an internationalist perspective. At any rate, it's come to mean people who co-opt the institutions of government to support their political power, who undercut democracy, who turn the institutions of society towards preserving their power rather than upholding small-L liberalism. It's a broad definition, and the other sides make it even broader. So anyway, this brings us back to the subject of the previous segment there. Pregnancy resource centers or crisis pregnancy centers who try and succeed with gratifying regularity at convincing women and couples who are considering abortion to carry the children to term. And by the way, in many to most cases, they offer post-birth financial and emotional and other support, daycare support, financial support, help with food and diapers and supplies and these things. They don't just cut these young parents-to-be loose into the world with a brand-new baby, which, by the way, stands in stark contrast to Planned Parenthood, which, not to put too fine a point on it, but essentially does the procedure, collects the money that they can, and sends the patients on their way. That's it. Emotionally, physically, boom, you're done. Until the next time you need to come back. In other words, the Crisis Pregnancy Center, the Pregnancy Resource Center, is a heretical desecration of the secular leftist religion's most holy sacrament, abortion. That sounds really disgusting, doesn't it, Mitch? Yes, it does. It is disgusting. Now, the entire subject of abortion is simple on one hand, and on the other hand, politically speaking, incredibly complex. I have had people on the left say, "Hey, why?" And you ask yourself why Republicans don't win statewide races, because you're talking about abortion. Well, yeah, you know what? You could probably say that's why Republicans didn't win races in the South before 1860. They just kept jabbering on about slavery. Sometimes the moral question is the important question. I mean, Republicans didn't win a lot of votes arguing against incarcerating the Japanese in 1942 either, and yet, help me help you, Democrats. Speaking of needing help, Erin May Quaid, the DFL senator from Apple Valley, who, by the way, has become kind of like a regular on these segments here. Anyway, her entire goal is to feed more flesh into the abortion machine. And by the way, this crisis pregnancy centers, I mean, there's a number of pro-abortion groups here in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota who actively agitate against, not just against any funding, any help, any recognition of the validity of the crisis pregnancy center, gaslighting the public into thinking that there's some nefarious operation at work. But Erin May Quaid goes a step further. Again, Senator from Apple Valley, dear Apple Valley, good Lord, you must be able to do better than this. Anyway, she's the one, by the way, who went public a couple weeks ago, and we hammered her for this, saying she thinks it's wrong that children are being taught by their parents to abstain from sex before marriage. She thinks it's creepy that parents are, you know, trying to influence their children on moral issues. No, she wants to make sure that parents who are doing the sensible thing, and even leaving out religious morality, which for most of us you can't, but there's a completely secular case for not having sex before you're married, not getting pregnant before you're married. I mean, the statistics are fairly clear that the best way to stay out of poverty is to finish high school, get a job of some kind, and don't get pregnant until you're with a lifelong partner. People who hit those three criteria have about a 2% chance of going through life in poverty, or at least being in poverty by the time they reach or solidly into adulthood. People who don't, the odds are considerably different, without immense support. And so this is Erin May Quaid essentially saying, you parents, get out of the business of morally guiding your children away from what? From getting pregnant before they're married, so they can become what? Customers of Planned Parenthood. Which led us up to this past week. Erin May Quaid, again, DFL senator and blot of shame upon Apple Valley, seeks to feed more meat into the machine. And I quote, I would love to eminent domain all 98 of those crisis pregnancy centers and turn them into affordable housing for people who do have children, said Senator May Quaid. I would love to turn them into food banks and diaper banks and formula banks. Like, all these are things that actually support people having children when they decide they would like to have children, and everything that crisis pregnancy centers is doing, none of that. None of that is that. A, she's wrong. Crisis pregnancy centers, unlike Planned Parenthood, actually do support their clients once they get out into the world with the baby or having given the child up for adoption. Planned Parenthood does not. Now, Erin May Quaid, like Governor Waltz, like Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, is counting, not without reason, on the people on enough people in Apple Valley not knowing any better and not caring to keep returning her to office so she can continue to guzzle from the public trough. But make no mistake, Erin May Quaid makes money from Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood gives to Erin May Quaid till it hurts. And she is going to make sure that supply of meat keeps going to Planned Parenthood. I say meat, of course, we're talking children here. I do believe this. But metaphorically speaking, fetuses, and really, honestly, the mothers who carry them are nothing but units of meat, units of consumption. to be dealt with. And by the way, the idea that her response is to what? To eminent domain them out of existence? In other words, use the power of government to bulldoze that which displeases her and turn them into something else? That's, what's the word? That's kind of how fascists behave, isn't it? Sicking big government on the dissenters? That's very Soviet of her, isn't it? Oh, much more to come. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Be right back.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
You aren't the only one who enjoys listening to Salem Media Group.
Everybody at Salem Media Group, you've been incredible. You really are, and you're very popular. More popular than you would even know.
We'd say you're in pretty good company.
And in Salem, what the job you do is great. I'm telling you, Salem has really done a fantastic job. I just want to thank you. You have courage. You have really courage, because I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with this half-price offer from the Biz 1440 and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for just $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, meaning you could save thousands this year. Call the Biz 1440 today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD. And 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, you think local search engine optimization is something you can do on your own? I work in the field for a living, and I tell you, even people in the field don't get local search engine optimization. But if you run a business that has any online presence whatsoever, you're going to need to learn it. We can help get you to the top when it comes to search engine results. There we go. Reach out for a strategy on staying relevant and top of mind in the marketplace by calling 651-289-4450. There we go. Or just go to surroundmsp.com. No obligation. We are here to help. That's Salem Surround Marketing, helping you get your business into the digital age and into the 21st century where it belongs, where it needs, in fact, to be. Talking about Berg's Seventh Law, Aaron May Quaid. By the way, this is not just idle talk. I mean, as much as the Democrats yap about creating climates of hostility that the least stable among our society use to turn into violence, which they try to aim at the right, it's their people who are the ones damaging, vandalizing, firebombing in some cases, crisis pregnancy centers, attacking people who are involved in them. It's the left and the droogs who support them that are listening to people like Erin May Quaid saying she wants to turn the bulldozers loose on all of those crisis pregnancy centers and turn them into whatever it is she wants. Turning the power of government loose on everyone that disagrees with it, that displeases her. And you get right down to it, from Barack Obama turning the FBI and the Department of Justice into his Praetorian Guard and into Hillary's censorship machine in 2016 and and Joe Biden's censorship machine in 2020, all the way down to Erin May Quaid waxing philosophical about how she liked to sick the bulldozers with a court order on everyone who offers an alternative to Planned Parenthood's meat machine. And you ask, Mitch, how dare you say the Democrats are the real fascists? How dare you say Berg's seventh law is a law for a reason? How dare I indeed? Let's go to the phones in Invergrove Heights. Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You are live and on the air.
Hello, Mitch. I have three questions for you on the elections. Do you think that it makes sense for Republicans to support Don Samuels running against Ilhan Omar? I do believe it makes sense. I mean, we had a great candidate in Cicely Davis, but she didn't win, unfortunately.
Right.
And then also, Joe Tirab running for Congress against Angie Craig. Would you be open to interviewing him on your show?
My people have talked to his people, and there will be an interview in the near future. Absolutely.
Awesome. And what about, do we have any Republican candidates running against the woman wannabe, Mr. Finke, or Erin May Quaid?
Erin May Quaid, yes. I don't know who. I think we're into convention season right now. There will be a challenge to Erin May Quaid, and believe me, that person will get all the airtime. Thanks for your call, by the way. I'll finish this up here. I'll take your answers and questions. I'll answer them. Take two. There we go. I'll answer them in reverse order. Erin May Quaid, yes, there will be a challenger. I don't know who is running the convention process in Apple Valley, but I'm hoping they do a good job because the opportunity's there. And since Erin May Quaid's district is in the heart of Angie Craig country, Angie Craig is walking back some of her crazy progressive undertones. Well, there is no crazier progressive undertone than Erin May Quaid. So, I mean, if there's ever an opportunity to send her back to the nonprofit sector, this has got to be it. This has got to be it. So, yes, there will be, there's got to be, dear Lord, there's got to be a challenger. That district, whoever you are, send your nominee up here after endorsement. I will get them on the air. And by the way, Erin May Quaid, I hereby offer you equal time. When we get that nominee, Joe Tirab, yes, we will have Joe Tirab on the broadcast, and as well as Taylor Rahm. They'll all be joining me on the broadcast as soon as they want to. Again, they're right in the middle of convention season right now. They're probably be a bit before they can get free, but they're whoever gets endorsed, oh, we will have them on the air. Trust me. As to Republicans voting for Don Samuels, yeah, I don't disagree. I don't know if the GOP will have a candidate to oppose him. We actually do. Dalia Alakidi. And that's a tough one. Because I think Don Samuels is polling pretty darn even right now. I honestly think that it would not, well, it's a contested race in CD5, as I recall. Sean Holster could probably comment on this at some with great literacy. I'm going to say you want to have the best possible candidate on the GOP side, which means show up and get whoever you want as the GOP candidate endorsed. I'm personally very impressed with Dalia Alakidi. However, if the spirit moves you to cross the divide and vote for Don Samuels, well, that would truly shock the world. There was at least one poll that came out recently that showed it within the statistical margin of error right now in the 5th Congressional District. And if that were the case, if Don Samuels, who has spent the last bulk of the last 3 years talking about at least crime like a genuine conservative, that would shock the world. Now, I am of the opinion that DFLers, the coalition that votes DFL, will always come home come election time because, and I say this with all due respect, Democrats are frequently intellectual herd animals, and they do what they're told. But there is hope. So do I honestly think that there is a challenge in the primary. I think there's value in ensuring both that the Republicans have the best candidate possible to run up against whoever wins the DFL primary, and that it wouldn't hurt the DFL primary to since the DFL has certainly interfered in more than a few of our primaries. Wrecked Siegel. I certainly wouldn't be averse to that. Exactly what to do in the 5th CD, boy, that's a tough call. If you live in the 5th, I simultaneously don't envy you the choice and envy you deeply because you have the chance to make a huge difference, to shock the world in a good way. Sending Ilhan Omar back to the nonprofit industrial complex along with Aaron May Quaid. Two of those things I said couldn't be done, sort of like converting CD8 to a Republican. I mean, it'd be a wonderful thing. At any rate, yeah, Joe Tyrob, by the way, posted regarding Aaron May Quaid this past week. Last year, the Crisis Pregnancy Center I sit on the board of, the same one that supported my mom when she was pregnant with me, was vandalized by radical leftists. That's the Options East clinic. Now Democrats want to use eminent domain to shut us down, and he pledges to fight this tooth and nail. Of course, this was in Alpha News this past week, Aaron May Quaid, wanting to use eminent domain. Just so you know, eminent domain means using the power of government to extort private property, usually done for things that are emphatic public goods like roads, schools, like things that the whole public gets to or needs to use, railroad right-of-ways in some cases, these sorts of things. Now, it's been abused, like most elements of government power in Minnesota in recent years, been abused terribly, inevitably, by the left. I mean, a certain local big-box retailer used eminent domain and lots of cushy connections with the city of Richfield to bulldoze some perfectly legitimate businesses to build their headquarters, which is sitting largely empty today, and many other abuses of eminent domain, all of which are complete pikers compared to what Senator May Quaid fantasized about on mic at a Senate hearing within the last few weeks. Using the power of government to overpower your opposition. That is right in the sweet spot for defining practical applied fascism. You go ahead and show me otherwise. 651-289-4488. Let's take a break. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. The fun is just beginning. And by the way, we'll talk about the big fun coming up just a week out here. Oh, yeah, the big event, the 20th anniversary of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, literally around the corner. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
Have you been thinking about buying a hot tub? This deal is for you. Introducing the Dominion L740 Hot Tub. Featuring ergonomic seating with a lounger, powerful jets, and customizable lighting. A luxurious experience tailored to your preferences. Transform your backyard into your personal oasis. This beautiful hot tub is now half price at $49.97.50 installed. Includes cover, stairs, and more. To claim the station's deal, go to mndeals.com. Don't wait. We only have one at this price. Visit mndeals.com now.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel.
home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis.
AM 12A, The Patriot. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. By the way, Dave in Mound points out something regarding the question from Dan in the last segment about is anybody going to be running against Aaron McQuaid. I jumped the gun a bit by like 2 years. The Senate isn't up for election this year, of course. This gets me every decade. There's that stupid provision in Minnesota law where the Senate doesn't run for 4 years after redistricting. So, yeah, the Senate always skips the first year, the year ending in four is always an off year for the Senate, and then they start electing again. So it's a really stupid system, and even if it meant Aaron McQuaid was up for election. No, I mean, anyway. Yeah, that's Minnesota for you. I don't know why they decided to do this. It's been around this way for decades. It gets me every 10 years. So Aaron McQuaid, safe as can be in Apple Valley this election cycle. Now, all of this stuff needs to get remembered for 2026. And boy, she has got quite the little file of bits and pieces that voters need to be reminded of. I think she's counting on the voters of Apple Valley forgetting about some of her greatest hits in the next couple of years here. Well, God willing, I'll be here to make sure that that does not happen at any rate. So, yeah, there you go. Oversight on my part. The DFL has really been doing some, well, I should say interesting, and by interesting, I mean terrible work this last year. For example, in addition to the changes in the Human Rights Act that essentially gone through, that will lead to lawsuits against churches that decline to hire transgender individuals that violate their religious precepts, which will now be just waiting for a test case to come up here, since the Human Rights Act no longer covers that. They also went and made some changes to the law regarding reasonable force self-defense. Now, this is not lethal force self-defense. This is proportional force to a non-lethal physical attack. And there are some exceptions to the state's law about using reasonable force. For example, a cop doing legal cop things, or helping a cop do cop things like apprehending a suspect, helping someone defend themselves against an assault, resisting trespass above a certain level, grabbing a prison escapee, restraining a child or student under some circumstances, if one is a parent or teacher, a guardian, a legal custodian, etc., etc. The DFL wants to add an exception to the law, saying use of force is not authorized in the particular based on, quote, the discovery of knowledge about or potential disclosure of the victim's actual or perceived sexual orientation, including gender identity and expression, including under circumstances in which the victim made an unwanted, non-forcible romantic or sexual advance towards the actor. In other words, the person being accused of committing some form of violence. Now, I read, if I read it right, and I think I did, sounds like someone who takes a non-forcible pass at someone is fair game for a good slap, but not if they're perceived to be transgender, in which case it's off limits. Well, that's not true. In fact, it's not okay to slap someone up, to react with physical anger to someone invoking the crying game scenario on you, to put it obliquely, at all. But it's extra special okay not if they happen to be transgender. Again, I'm not a lawyer. But I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express. It's not currently okay to slap anyone who takes a pass at you, even if they're, and I quote, cisgender or merely gay. That's just the beginning. Oh, by the way, when booze is involved, things get a little weirder, at least, again, to this non-lawyer. Booze, being drunk is no defense, except as an aspect of crimes where elements include a particular state of mind. The law says an act committed while in a state of voluntary intoxication is not less criminal by reason thereof, but when a particular intent or other state of mind is a necessary element to constitute a particular crime, the fact of intoxication may be taken into consideration in determining such intent or state of mind. In other words, if you kill someone and you were completely hammered and blind drunk, you probably didn't have may not have had the intent to commit homicide. It may have been just manslaughter. But unless that state of mind involves a crime against a transgender person, it's not a defense, says the newly adopted law, to a crime that defendant acted based on the discovery of knowledge about, et cetera, the victim's perceived sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, including under circumstances in which the victim made an unwanted, non-forcible advance. In other words, is there a crime currently where the state of mind is an element in the crime where intoxication can be considered part of the defendant's state of mind that would not be affected by the perceived gender of the victim? I got nothing. And finally, incidentally, it's not considered grounds for manslaughter, for killing someone with depraved indifference. To kill someone inadvertently after finding and flying off in a fit of rage and finding out that they were not the gender they said they were, is not saying that is not a defense for manslaughter. And without this change in law, it's still not a defense. It's still not something you can bring up and use as an element to show that that you're innocent. You look at the rules for self-defense. None of that changes. Apparently, the state legislature just spent a whole bunch of time making sure that transgenders are extra special protected. Anyway, let's talk about journalism. You ever notice how many retired Twin Cities journalists not only just come out as raving lefties after they retire, but not just far to the left, but seriously hating their opposition, slandering their opposition, Republicans in this case. But if you bring it up with the people who are still in the newsroom, they will tell you with a straight face every time, 10 for 10, that it never, ever affected their journalism. No, their journalism was always pure as the driven snow, says they. Gotta say, I'm getting a little bit suspicious about all that. But speaking of journalism, let's talk about the free advertising that's gone to the establishment called a bar of their own. Now, bars come and go. And by the way, to the extent that they arrive on the scene, I'm all for them. I like a good cocktail, and I love the free market providing new businesses, new jobs, creating new wealth in our communities, especially places that direly need some more free market, like, say, East Franklin. A bar of their own, perhaps you've heard about it because, they've gotten the most relentless news coverage of any business I have ever seen in my life. Star Tribune alone has covered a bar of their own, which, by the way, is a bar focused on women's sports. It's a sports bar for women's sports. And the coverage has been, what am I trying to say here? Rah-rah. I mean, it would make a public relations agent blush and say, you might want to dial back the boostery stuff. And by the way, people say, well, what do you hate women's sports? What do you hate the free market? No, I fully support. I hope to go to a bar of their own during the Winter Olympics and cheer on kinfolk from another country competing in women's cross-country skiing. Long story. We'll see. I'm just thinking, wow, the boosterism. I wrote about an article that came out in the Strib last week, which read more like a cheerleader writing about the high school football team in a high school newspaper, at any rate. Much more on that coming up this week. Speaking of which, next Saturday night, the big event, the 20th anniversary of the Northern Alliance Radio Network coming up. We're going to be live. Not live. It's going to be at 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night, next Saturday night, at the Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton, Minnesota. It's on Highway 8, right at the corner of Highway 8 and County Road E2. That's old Highway 8, of course. It's about a half a mile west of 35W on County Road E2. Just look for the Exchange. It's right there at the corner, northwest corner of that intersection. We're going to be there from 7 to 10, we being Jack, Brad, and hopefully dozens of our closest friends going to be joining us after the broadcast to celebrate 20 years of our complete domination of all Twin Cities media. I haven't been able to throw one of these parties in well over a decade now. Clearly, we're still waiting for the 10th anniversary party. So this is going to be extra special fun. I miss throwing these events for all of our closest friends, listeners, and fans. And hopefully I will not make it another 10 years between events here with any luck at all. If you want to ensure that, of course, show up. The food and drink are wonderful. Again, a week from tonight at the Exchange. We'll talk about it next week as well. Jack Tomczak, the new guy up next. Go nowhere. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.